Welcome to Ranch Hope Radio's The Wondrous Story, a 15-minute show and podcast brought to you each day from the Ranch Hope Ministry in Southern New Jersey. Your host today is Dave Bailey Jr., the CEO of Ranch Hope's ministry to children, youth, and families. For over 65 years, Ranch Hope Radio has shared a message of hope, an expectation of success, with listeners from around the world. Each day you'll hear of news from throughout the Christian community, the salt and light in the news. You'll hear music from a featured Christian artist, and we'll wrap it up with a short devotional message. All of this over the next 15 minutes. We hope that you are not only going to enjoy this time together, but pray God's message of hope will impact your life today. So let's get started. Here's today's wondrous story.
Welcome to today's edition of Ranch Hope Radio's The Wondrous Story. I'm your host, Dave Bailey Jr., the CEO of the Ranch Hope Ministry. We just celebrated on May 5th our 60th anniversary of serving children, youth, and families from throughout the state of New Jersey and the Delaware Valley region and beyond. We are so thankful for the support of so many. We're so thankful for the opportunity to be in this position each and every day, to stand in the gap and work side by side with families here in New Jersey in need of some assistance. So we also are looking forward to this summer. And so I want to give a shout out to our team over at Camp Edge, our summer camp ministry. If you are looking for an opportunity for a young person in your family, we would love for you to join us this summer for one of our many camps. They're week-long day camps. We do not have overnight camps presently. We're working on that, but currently have day camps. We're going to lead it off with our law enforcement camp. We call it Leader Camp. Law enforcement and developing emergency responders, ages 10 through 13. Leaders Camp runs from June 17th through the 20th. It is a Monday through Thursday camp, law enforcement and developing emergency responders camp. It's been at Camp Edge for over 15 years. Many departments from the Salem County area provide officers and experts to lead the campers through a wide variety of law enforcement, fire safety, and emergency response activities. New Jersey State Police, the Salem County Sheriff's Department, we appreciate them and all their assistance, local fire departments, just a great group of mentors and folks to come out in support of our young people. Then, right after that, we are excited that we will have one of our outdoor adventure camps that will be happening for kids ages 6 through 13, July 15th through the 19th. We'd love for you to join us for that as well. Outdoor, getting the kids outside, getting them moving around. We have our Warrior's Edge camp July 29th through the August 2nd. And then our adventure, another adventure camp from August 5th through the 9th, ages 6 through 13 for all of those. Now, without further ado, let's go to our news desk and the signs of our time.
Now let's listen in for today's Salt and Light in the News. Each day, the signs of the times provide us with news from throughout the Christian community, both here in the U.S. and throughout the world. Salt and Light is also a great way to stay up to date with what's happening at Ranch Hope Radio and events at the Ranch Hope Ministry. You can also visit our website, ranchhope.org, for more information about upcoming events, to listen to previous podcasts, or to learn more about getting involved at Ranch Hope. Now, let's get started with today's news, the signs of our times.
Well, despite becoming a Christian at 14 years of age, Hulk Hogan admitted, "I derailed. Christ has given me the opportunity to prove that I'm faithful and I'll never make those same mistakes again," Hogan said. "Going back to my faith, the momentum was overwhelming. There was nothing stopping me." Hulk Hogan recently spoke on Christian life following baptism and says he's all in with God now. In a recent interview with the 700 Club, wrestling legend Hulk Hogan shared how his baptism last December marked a major pivot in his life. Hogan, whose real name is Terry Gene Bollea, stressed he's all in with God. "Believing in Jesus Christ," he said, "just seems like such an easy choice for everyone if you'll just surrender and accept him as your Savior." That's God's presence in us, you know, that still small voice. What Terry brings to the table is a meat suit filled with the Spirit of Christ, and it's a testing ground for me. He also, this is the way that Christians go public in their faith, and he felt it important to do what Christians do, Pastor Aaron Philippone, a church leader, said. Hogan and his wife, Sky Daly Hogan, were baptized at the Indian Rocks Baptist Church in Largo, Florida, last December. The moment I walk out the front door, he said, the world doesn't want Terry, just the Hulk. In comparison to the Christian life, he said, it's almost like people who say they're a Christian and they know of our Lord and Savior, but they really don't know him. Everybody I meet's a wrestler talking about wrestling. There's a huge difference when you actually get in that ring. Well, are religious people happier? The science is pretty clear. Debates about the impact of religion in the world have been going on for a long time. There's one facet of that debate, however, which scientifically speaking, is largely settled. From the standpoint of statistics and empirical evidence, how much do we know about whether religious or non-religious people are happier? A lot, it turns out. The literature on health in general and religion is vast. An Oxford University Press book summarizing the research on the subject, for example, comes in at almost 900 pages. In the analysis in this handbook of religion and health, they reviewed 326 articles on the relationship between health and measures of religiosity and subjective well-being, happiness, or life satisfaction, finding that 79% of those studies reported that religious people were happier, while only 1% reported that they were less happy. The rest found no or mixed findings. Just because something is correlated, of course, doesn't imply causation. So just because religion and happiness tend to go together does not mean that religion causes happiness. Yet the same Oxford book found a dozen studies that were randomized control trials, the gold standard of establishing cause and effect, where people were randomly assigned to different religious interventions. And in more than half of them, simply assigning people to various interventions, encouraging them to be more religious, led to measurable increases in happiness. That, my friends, is today's Signs of Our Time, Salt and Light in Today's World. Now let's go to some great music. We're listening to the soundtrack from the new movie Unsung Hero by For Kings and Country. Here's a single entitled You Make Everything Beautiful.
Grant me serenity to accept things, the things I cannot change. Grant me the courage, Lord, to change what I can, wisdom to know the difference. In my weakness you can shine, in your strength I can fly. And you make everything, everything beautiful. You make everything, everything new. You make everything, everything beautiful. In its time, in your time, it's beautiful. Grant me serenity, Lord, and patience, for things will take time. Grant me freedom to walk a new path, and let me feel your love. Ooh, in my weakness you can shine, in your strength I can fly. And you make everything, everything beautiful. You make everything, everything new. You make everything, everything beautiful. In its time, in your time, it's beautiful. Lifting open hands to you, my Savior, purify my soul. No is beautiful.
Chapter 33, Psalm 119, verse 81. My soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. Ever faint? It is not a good experience. Doctors tell us there are all kinds of reasons for such an event. It could be a drop in blood pressure or an increase. It could be some trauma to the head or some unexplained shock to our physical or emotional system. But I doubt that it is because you are longing for God's salvation. Not that it hasn't happened or couldn't happen, but it certainly is not the norm. Yet the psalmist writes that it has happened to him. Keep in mind how very long this psalm is, 176 verses. Through this compilation of meditations, the writer is focusing on the excellencies of the Word of God. He really delights in the law of the Lord. The Word is not some add-on to his life. It is his life. Everything he's about is about the law. In reading through the many verses, we know that he had staked his life and security on the law. He values God's word over any material possession. Is it any wonder, he states, my soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. No one who longs for and even faints for salvation will go unheard. Build your hope on that. In a novel assignment, a fifth grade teacher asked her students to look at TV commercials and see if they could use ads for ideas to communicate with God. The results were interesting. Here are just a few. God is like bounty. He is the quicker picker-upper. He can handle a tough job, and he won't fall apart on you. God is like Allstate. You are in good hands with him. God is like Walmart. He has everything. God is like Tide. He gets the stains out that others leave behind. God is like Hallmark. He cares enough to send his very best. God is like Bayer Aspirin. He works miracles. And God is like GE. He brings good things to life. The fifth grade class gave us a great message. In a simplistic look at TV ads, they gave us a message of hope. But remember, it is predicated on a serious study of the Word. Hope is like the Energizer Bunny. It helps us keep going, going, and going. We are going to wrap up today's program right there. Great to have you join us again for the Wonder Story. Just a reminder, in the future, beginning in June, we will be going to a new format. About 3 minutes of programming that you'll hear multiple times a day of positive Wonder Story feedback from Ranch Hope Radio. So I hope you're going to enjoy it. Until tomorrow, my friends, be good, especially do good and do it all through Christ.
It was great to have you listen in with us today here on The Wondrous Story. And remember, you can listen in anytime to this show and previous shows by visiting the Ranch Hope website, ranchhope.org, and subscribing to our podcast. Perhaps you'd like to learn more information about a topic discussed on today's broadcast. Give us a call today at 888-514-1964. That's 888-514-1964. Or shoot us an email at info@ranchhope.org. Maybe you're seeking additional information about or ways to support our ministry to youth and families here in New Jersey. Again, visit our website, ranchhope.org. Like our Ranch Hope Facebook page or follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We want to thank you for your support of The Wondrous Story. It's by your support that we're able to continue sharing a message of hope and expectation of success.